Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of June 2018. Delhi High Court has observed that Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's week-long sit-in at the office of the Lieutenant Governor, Anil Vijil, is unwarranted and that he can't go inside someone's office or house and hold a strike there. Supreme Court has sought action taken reports from all the 24 High Courts on speeding up check bounce cases, which have been clogging the criminal courts by their sheer number. Supreme Court has issued notice to the state of Madhya Pradesh and the Bar Council of India on a petition filed by a man against the Jabalpur District Bar Association issuing instructions prohibiting advocates from representing him. Bombay High Court has ruled that legal notices sent, received and opened via online messaging application WhatsApp will serve as valid evidence in court. Gujarat High Court has ruled that writ petitions under Article 227 of the Constitution of India can be entertained by High Court against interlocutory orders passed by commercial courts. National Company Law Tribunal, Chandigarh has allowed Fortis Healthcare to withdraw its scheme to demerge SRL Diagnostics from the group and merge it with its step-down subsidiary. Karnataka High Court has notified the High Court of Karnataka, Designation of Senior Advocates, Rules 2018, which mandates that no person with less than 10 years of experience practicing as an advocate shall be designated a senior lawyer. Hyderabad High Court has held that in an incident of attack, absence of motive may not be fatal to the case of the prosecution if it is proved beyond reasonable doubt on the basis of direct evidence. UK High Court has ordered embattled liquor tycoon Vijay Mallya to pay a minimum of £2 lakhs towards the costs incurred by 13 Indian banks in their legal battle to recover alleged dues. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government to bring in a law to regulate the admission and fee structure in private and aided schools and professional institutions. Delhi High Court has dismissed a petition seeking a direction to the Delhi University, DU, to conduct the entrance exam for its LLB course in Hindi. Madras High Court has observed that Election Commission has no power to recover costs of preparations for conducting elections from contesting candidates responsible for the cancellation of elections. Madras High Court has dismissed a plea seeking ban on Popular Front of India, observing that it cannot decide which organizations should be banned and which organizations might continue. Delhi has notified that the e-way bill is mandatory for interstate movement of goods for all B2B transactions above 1 lakh rupee from the 16th of June 2018.